Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord and his few days marching on. This Dr. Cox Master Time presents the world today. Jesus' disciple asked him, "Master, when is the end time?" But before I go into that, I want to pray that you reach out and touch the Lord today, because he's passing by. He's not so busy to hear your cry. He will answer you. So I want you, as I speak today, I want you to reach out and touch the Lord. It is high time that you reach out and touch the Lord. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. All my friends, the birds are still falling from the air. The fish are still floating on the beach. The crab are still dying in the ponds. And the world is at war. The world is at war. My friends, we have never seen, and will never see, a time in which we now live. All I can admonish you today, or comfort you today, he said, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you are not ready, if you are not saved, it's high time that you call upon the name of the Lord. My friends, this is a universal call to repentance. As you know, world today is lock, stock, and barrel in a attempt to pick a new president. My friend, one of those individuals will take over from Mr. Obama. And we pray that God may give them wisdom and understanding to change the dynamics of today's world in which we now live. Say, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they can be saved." You like the dumb, the deaf, the blind, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. My friend, the man is still married to the man. And going to the courts to be divorced. The woman is still marrying the woman. And going to the court to be divorced. My friends, what better day. And if in reaching all them, if the blind call, they receive sight. The deaf receive hearing. The dumb speech. The sick healing. The lame walk. The hungry bread. Thirsty water. Weary. Rest. Are you weary and sad today? He'll give you rest for your soul. Are you sad? He'll make you glad. Naked, he'll give you a garment of righteousness. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord, I must show you today, you shall be saved. I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I'm not ashamed to own Jesus. I have the Holy Spirit power working in me. I am one of his disciples. I will not look back. Let up, slow down, back away, be still. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. My friend, I assure you, if you allow yourself to see the glory of the coming of the Lord, you too will have this testimony. My past have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am here finished with this worldly thinking. He said, lo, I come in the volume of this book to do thy will, O God. As he came and gone, he left us to do his will. I need no prosperity, promotion, position, popularity. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid or the top of the hill to be recognized or to be praised. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race, and lift my prayer by the power of the Almighty. My eyes are set. My gate is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow. My companion are few. My company, my guide are reliable. And my mission is clear. As I said before, reach out and touch the Lord while he passes by. I cannot be bought, compromised at all. No way. Turn back. Deluded or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Dissertate in the presence of my adversaries, negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, a mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up, I won't shut up until I have snowed up, stayed up, paid up, and preach up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am his disciple, one of his disciples. I must go, I must preach until he comes for me. And when he come for me, I shall know him by the print of his nail in his hand, and he shall know me by his blood applied to my heart. My friend, if you reach out and touch the Lord, you'll join the old Negro spiritual. I shall know him in the morning. Oh, I shall know him. Oh, I shall see him. Oh, I shall greet him in the morning when we cross the chilly tide. Hallelujah. I shall know him. Lesson today will be taken from 2 Corinthians 9. 1-15. The generous encouragement from the apostle. Say, I shall know him. Oh, yes, I shall know him. When I cross the chilly tide. Oh, my friend, I do. If you don't know him today, this is the opportunity. This is your opportunity right now. So you can be a witness to knowing him. Just call upon the name of the Lord, and he will save your soul. My reason, he began to say, for us touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the foulness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia. And Arcadia was ready a year ago, and your zeal had provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you shall be in vain in the behalf that, as I said, ye may be ready. At least happily, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, We say not yet, ye shall be ashamed in this same confidence boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they will so go before unto you and make us beforehand your bounty, whereof we had noticed before that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not as covetousness. But this I say, he that so sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity. For God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that he always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. As it is written, he that despiseth abroad, he had given to the poor, his righteousness remain forever. Now he that ministered seed to the soil, doth minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sowing, and increase the fruit of your righteousness, being rich in everything to all bounties. Which causes through us thanksgiving to God for the administration of this service, not only supply the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgiving unto God. While by the experience of this ministration, they glory God for your profession, subjected unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal dispersion unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you. Thank be unto God for his unspeakable gift. My friends, Brother Paul was generously encouraging the saints to give to the word of God for the work of the Lord. You find many people today refuse to give for the work of God. But it is a blessing to give for the work of the Lord. Whether you do or whether you don't, it'll be a blessing to you to give. To give for the work of the Lord. Today, my friends, our giving is a part. Giving and receiving is a part of the word of the Lord. I do not beg. Because the Lord has made it possible for me to come on the air without begging for an offering. But if you seem pleased if you are justified in giving, so do not sparingly. My friend, today when I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marginal. The world today is at war. The world you do not know when where the bullet will come from, or where you will be when the bullet struck you. And you are no more. My friend, think about it. The time that we're living in is perilous. It's perilous time. These are the last days. These are the times. The apostles and the prophets speak about in the last days, perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves more than God. But my friends, I am here to admonish you. If your soul is not anchored in Jesus right now, you can call upon the name of the Lord and he will save your soul. Standing, waiting, and knocking at your door. Why don't you come now? He's waiting on you. Why don't you seek now? He's waiting on you. Well, what you gonna do? Why don't you pray and submit your life now? He's waiting on you. Well, what you gonna do? He says, seek the Lord while you may be found, and call upon him while he is near. To let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and return. My friend, all the unrighteous folks in this world, he is pleading to you to forsake your ways and call upon the name of the Lord. My friend, what you gonna do? He's waiting on you. He's standing at your door. He's waiting on you. He's standing everywhere you go. He's watching you. He's waiting on you. He's waiting for you. What you gonna do? My friend, the call to repentance will be over soon. The preaching of the gospel will be soon be over. The preaching of the gospel will over after a while. And there will be no more preaching of the gospel, but the judgment of the Lord. My friend, what you gonna do? He is waiting on you. What you gonna do? Won't you turn your heart to God? What you gonna do? It says in the last days, to be running to and fro to the rock and the mountain, to fall upon me. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Well, what you gonna do? At the great day of his wrath, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, my friend? My friend, what you gonna do? How long you gonna wait? How long? How long? Tarry. Reach out and touch the Lord while he passed by. Reach out. He is passing by every hour. He's passing by right now. Reach out. Now, before I leave you, my friends, I want to let you know that there is two ways. One, upward bound and one downward bound. The upward train is bound by the gates of pearl and the gates of gold. The water runs down the throne of God. The angels bow down, saying, "Holy, holy." The luscious garden and the tree of life in the background that bear the tree, that bear the fruit of life. And as you enter, we welcome you, and you eat of the fruit of life, and you will never die. But the other train, it's a downward train, going down, 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 down. He's bound on his way to hell. They call him the hell-bound train. Our beloved, I want you to know, if you are not on the heaven-bound train, you are automatically on the hell-bound train. And the devil himself is the engineer. He said, "Ha, ha, 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 you pay your fare, and I will land you safe in the lake of fire. You have murdered. You have stealed. You have stolen. You have demised all. You have conceived all abomination in this world. You have hindered. You have put down. You had lied. You have. And you have paid away the life you would live in this world. It's the price that you pay to ride this hellbound train. And as you ride this hellbound train, the devil said, "Ha, ha, ha, I'll land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm died not and the fire not quench." Ah, my friend, what a payday that you had worked all your life. You had worked all your life. And at the end of your life, the pay that you receive will be in the lake of fire, where the worm die not and the fire not quench. But you have an option. The other option is the heaven-bound train, where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold and the water running down the throne of God on every side. And the luscious garden in the background, where the tree of life standing waiting for you, is waiting for you to welcome you in the pearly gate. But my friend, if you fail to get on the heaven bound train, I want you to know you automatically on the hellbound train. And hell will be your landing place where the worm die not and the fire not quench. God bless you. I pray thee that you make up your mind what you're going to do and get on the heaven-bound train. Not tomorrow, but today. Right now, he's waiting on you. What you're going to do? God bless you.